Jerry Bader Show, 10:54. Where do they go now? Here we are. So I promised to talk about Obamacare. I'm not going to get to Dan Henninger's column today, talking Obama blues. It's really good. I may have to try to do that tomorrow. Here you go. Fill in the blank. Almost blank percent of uninsured won't pay penalty under the Affordable Care Act in 2016. Remember, that was the considered the linchpin, the individual mandate, that if you don't get insurance one way or another, you had to pay a penalty. Well, there's been a waiver here and a waiver there, here a waiver, there a waiver, everywhere a waiver, waiver. So at what now, at what percentage do you think we are of the uninsured that will not be paying the penalty under the Affordable Care Act in 2016? Remember, this was considered the whole, these people had to become insured. Guess what percent? There have been so many waivers now. Guess what percent will not have to pay the penalty in 2016? Jason says 60. You're a little low. Bingo! I liked how you jumped from 60 to 90%, according to today's Wall Street Journal. Almost 90% of the nation's 30 million uninsured won't pay a penalty under the Affordable Care Act in 2016 because of a growing batch of exemptions to the health coverage requirement. The architects of the health law wanted most Americans to carry insurance to pay a penalty. But an analysis by the CBO and Joint Committee on Taxation said most of the uninsured will qualify for one or more exemptions. Daphne Gaines expects to be one of them. She said recently she got an electricity shutoff notice, which is one way Americans can get out of paying a fine. I don't think I should have to pay any penalty, said Ms. Gaines, 52 years old of Jasper, Alabama, who works part-time at a church preschool and drug recovery clinic. The Obama administration has provided 14 ways people can avoid the fine based on hardships, including suffering domestic violence, experiencing substantial property damage from a fire or flood, and having a canceled insurance plan. Those come on top of exemptions carved out under the 2010 law for groups including illegal immigrants, members of Native American tribes, and certain religious sects. Who the hell isn't exempt? Jason just raised his hand. Are you sure? Have you checked? What about the middle-aged white guy in a wheelchair exemption? You checked, and there is, really, there is no such exemption. What about, I'm a former fat guy. There's got to be a former fat guy exemption, right? No, see, if it went the other way, I'll bet you if I gained 72 pounds, because that would be considered more of a disability. That's it, I'm putting it all back on. There you go. That's my excuse for not keeping it off. Okay, damn, I've got 30 seconds to do this. This is Schadenfreude, you know, Schadenfreude indulging in other people's misery. Someone is suing the state of New York because he says, you're double taxing my income. This isn't right. This isn't fair, damn it. I already paid for the money on the sale of that property, and you shouldn't be able to tax me again, says Robert Redford, uber liberal. Here's the best part of this. Hotair.com, in reporting this story, had the picture of him from the movie The Great Gatsby as a super rich guy, and underneath it says, that's how he rolls, and rolls was spelled like Rolls Royce. It's a thing of beauty. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.